And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. We have a power-packed program for you today. You know, America is, well, it's boiling. Boiling with fury, with rage, with anger. It's filled with insanity. Who are the insane ones? Well, we're seeing it every day, every minute of the day. From liberals, homosexuals, Marxists, transgenders and all of these other weirdos. And you see, all of that's been accepted now for over 16 years. No, actually, it goes back to 32 years, doesn't it? To the two Clinton terms. And George W. Bush was just as bad. Don't tell me he wasn't. He was. Then we had 8 years of Obama, and now we finally got a president, a populist president, a president for America who says America first. His name is Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. And the liberals, having had 32 years of riots and demonstrations and sex and perversion and pedophilia and horrible abominations on television and in movies and everywhere all around us, they can't take it. They can't take the sight of people that are righteous. That's what we have today. Irreconcilable differences. You know, in the state of Texas, they passed a new divorce law some years ago. They said you really don't need fault. All a man and woman has to do there that are married is go to the court and say, we have irreconcilable differences. We have differences that cannot be reconciled. Basically, we don't get along. And they'll give you a divorce. Now, when that law was passed, I think it was back in the late 50s, early 60s, thousands, hundreds of thousands of Texans rushed to the divorce court. You didn't need a reason anymore. Well, I want to tell you something, my friends. President Trump has only been the president for about 3 weeks, and they don't need a reason to hate him because they have the devil in their hearts. Who are they? It's not just the Democrats. It goes much, much deeper, my friends, into all of society, as we will see. Now, I want you to understand something. The Bible talks about these evil, dark people. They shy away from the light because their acts are wicked. But now they're so dishonorable that they show their acts in public. They tear off their clothes. They have sex together on the beaches, in museums. I've seen cases recently where couples go into churches during church services and tear off their clothes and start having sex while the pastor's up at the pulpit preaching. And now we have Muslim refugees. I read just today of one that took a bus ride for 2 hours. And while he was on that 2-hour bus ride, he sexually assaulted 18 women. How can one Muslim man get away with assaulting 18 women? Where was the bus driver during this? Were there any other men on board? How about women? They should have all ganged the guy and beat him senseless. He has sexually assaulted 18 women during a 2-hour bus ride. Oh, they're all kind of, I mean, they arrested one Muslim man. He said, that's why I came to America, to F white women. And we want these savages in our country. And President Trump, of course, was going to have a temporary pause and say, we need to look this over. We need to find out who's really coming to America. We need to stop these people coming over here on visits, on visas, for at least 90 days to look it over from these seven countries that are full of terrible tragedy with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all kind of radical Muslims. And this whole country erupted in discord and protest. No, you can't do that. Well, we want these people to come to America. Now, here's the whole thing. Trump knows, I know, you know, they know that these refugees, well, they're not refugees, they're on visas. They're going to fly in. They got money to fly in to visit America. But they don't leave. That's the thing. They're coming in to stay. When they get here, they throw away their visas. I was reading where the president of the Senate, one of the legislative bodies in California is a Mexican-American man, or he's a Mexican at least. He got up before the state legislature of California and said, yes, I'm an illegal immigrant. He's president of the Senate. How can you be president of the Senate in the legislature in California and be an illegal immigrant? He said, yes, I'm an illegal immigrant. And so was my parents and my grandparents. And I've got uncles and aunts, and they're all illegal immigrants. And they all have fake security cards. They have fake ID cards. They voted. Yes, they voted. My friends, they voted in the election, even though they were illegal immigrants. They have fake social security cards. Fake driver's license. Not even theirs. They're not worried about being arrested. Because Governor Brown says this is a place where we want all the immigrants of every nationality to come here. This is a sanctuary state, he announced. And San Francisco brought them all in and says, if you get arrested for some crime, we're not even going to turn you over to ICE, to the Immigration Service. We'll put you out on bail, and then you just go free again. One day you're Jose Gomez, and the next day you're Neil Estrada. You say, what? Well, sure. Go down and get your fake ID. They'll never see you again. Well, wait just a minute. You just robbed two banks, three 7-Elevens, and raped five women and killed a little child. But that's okay. You're out on bail. But you've already changed your name. You got a fake Social Security card. You're out doing more damage to America. Trump wanted to stop that, but some filthy, dirty, rotten liberal judge. Well, wait just a minute, Tex. You mean Judge Robart up in Washington, don't you? Washington State. Why, you can't say that about a judge. He's a federal judge. He put a big stay on Trump's immigration order. Oh, yeah, he broke the law, but he can do those. You see, you can make new law when you're a federal judge. You don't obey the old law, you make new law. And that's what he did. He's a judge. How dare you say things about him? Let me tell you something, friends. This is a free country. America is a free country. I can say whatever I want to. I can say whatever I want to. As long as I tell the truth. And I tell the truth. He's a dirty, rotten crumb. It came out, of course, that he's a supporter of Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. That's what this so-called... By the way, he was appointed to his position by George Bush. Yeah, the queer from Texas here. He was. He's a queer. You didn't know George W. Bush was queer? Well, he is. That's why everybody around him was a queer. His roommate in college was queer. He's Laura Bush. Oh, I can go on and on about her. How much she loves whorehouses and all. It's incredible what you find out about these rotten people. That Judge Robart, he was one man. But after him, well, the government can, they can appeal. Yeah, they can appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California. How far can you go in California? So there's three judges there. One was appointed by President Jimmy Carter, the liberal nut wacko. And yet another was appointed by George Bush. Well, that doesn't do you much good, does it? You know he's a liberal. I mean, George Bush gave us Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, a queer, another queer, another homosexual, and he gave us Obamacare. Now, those of you who don't know that, I'm telling you the truth. It was Judge John Roberts, who is a homosexual, who gave us Obamacare. He was the one judge, the final judge that voted 5-4. And so we're stuck with Obamacare. But listen, the Republican establishment wanted Obamacare. They approved it. They've been funding it for 5 or 6 years now. They're going to keep funding it. And this whole Republican Congress is a fraud. Now, Trump is up there issuing executive orders. Why? Because they won't pass any bills, any laws. They haven't passed diddly squat. They run Congress. Paul Ryan, he's the Speaker of the House. What bills does he pass to help us? Any tax breaks? No. Did he get you out of paying the penalty for Obamacare if you don't get it? No. Has he done anything? Has he done one thing to stop immigration? No. Why? Because, my friends, he is accepting money from George Soros, the communist Jew from Europe, who funded Hillary Clinton, and is he funding seemingly everything. And he's paying for all these demonstrators to go around and burn buildings and make trouble and beat up Trump supporters. George Soros, he gave money to who? To maniac John McCain. That's who. Yes, he did. Soros, get that was in the paper recently. That's where McCain's getting his money from. George Soros. But then there's Paul Ryan. He's taking money from Soros too. Well, then there's McConnell, the head of the Senate Majority Leader. He's taking money from Soros too. Don't you get it, friends? These rich, rich people, these corporate chieftains, the 1%, they're shafting you and me. And they own Congress. They own the Republicans. And they make a big, big show of it. Why, Chuck Schumer, ooh, the clown. He's the Democrat. He's the bad guy. No, he's not. He goes around in some kind of a stumble. He's half asleep. But it's the Republicans that lets Charlie Schumer do what he wants to do. The Republicans, they're not, listen. Matt Drudge, who published the Drudge Report, he put out an article. He says the whole Republican Congress is a fraud. And it is. We're not going to build a wall. We're not going to change Obama. We're not going to repeal it. We're not going to improve it. We're not going to do diddly. We're working on everything. I was watching Fox News last night. They had a woman on, Marsha Blackburn, congresswoman from Tennessee. She says, we're working on all of this. We're working nonstop on it. Oh, shut up. You're not doing anything, Miss Blackburn. And you know it. And there was Louie Gohmert from Texas, the congressman. Yeah, there's a lot of work to do here, Mr. Hannity. A lot of work to do on all these projects. You know, I know that Mr. Trump is moving very fast, but we're doing about as fast as we can. Yeah, like a big fat turtle. Congress has done nothing. But Trump's been in office about 15 days. He's changing America. Well, he's moving. He's lightning fast. He's a businessman. And of course, the Congress, the Republicans went along with it. They won't give him the cabinet that he needs. Meanwhile, these federal liberal communist judges are stopping everybody, everything he wants to do. It's a know-nothing Congress, a do-nothing Congress. And the Republicans are in charge. Don't ever say, I'm going to vote Republican next time. You're going to have to do something better than that, friends. We're going to talk about that today. We have irreconcilable differences, big differences. But I can tell you what the differences are. These people are devils. And they want to do you dirty. They want to hurt you. Now I'm going to show you what I mean. I'm not going to leave you in the lurch. I'm not going to say all these terrible things that Tex Morris has said things that are just horrible about people and about these policies. Now let's start off with this one right here. They had a Starbucks coffee shops. He's mad because we may be starting to vet some of these immigrants coming. Over 1 million immigrants coming in a year. He doesn't want to vet them. He wants to let them all in. He says Starbucks is going to hire 10,000 refugees. There are veterans out there that need jobs. All over America, veterans need jobs. the millennials, I mean, they can't, they have college degrees, they can't get jobs. But Starbucks, the head of Starbucks says, yes, we're going to push immigration. We're going to stuff it in Trump's face. Ha, ha, ha. America, go to hell. We're going to hire 10,000 refugees. Now, why isn't that discrimination? You go to apply for a job at Starbucks. They say, well, we gave the job to Muhammad Ali. How did you do that? Why is Muhammad better than me? He can't even speak English. Yes, but he's a refugee from Syria. His name is Muhammad. Your name is Jack or John or Tommy or Sally or Sandra. You're one of those horrible white Americans. We don't want you here at Starbucks. Well, I'll tell you what, Starbucks, I don't want your coffee. Your coffee is nothing but mud as far as I'm concerned. I will never go in a Starbucks again. And if you do, folks, you're just not patriotic to America. He wants to hire 10,000 refugees over the next 5 years. If you're a white person, you can't get a job. You can't even get a job as a black man at Starbucks. You're black, you're American, get out of here. We just hired Muhammad. Because Muhammad, he didn't know how to make change. He didn't know how to do it. He didn't have a high school diploma. He's from Syria or Iraq or Iran or Nigeria or somewhere. Here's another one. It seems that Foreign Policy Magazine. Oh boy, Foreign Policy. Foreign Policy Magazine. That's made up of all of those, you know, CFR people and Trilateral Commission people, all that. Well, Rosa Brooks, a former Obama administration official, in a post for Foreign Policy Magazine, yeah, sure, has outlined four ways to get rid of Trump. For one, she suggests we have a military coup. This is seditious. She's saying we need a military coup to overthrow President Trump. Now, why do they want to overthrow him? Why? Because he's not fulfilling Hillary's globalist ideas. He's America first. And that's bad. I mean, Hollywood's Ben Stein went on Fox News. I saw him myself. He said, Trump is another Hitler. This is just like the Nazis. Oh, what has he done? Well, he cried out in his rallies, America first. That shows that he's just like Hitler. So that's it then, Mr. Stein. Well, Tex Mars is America first too. Friends, if you're not for America, then go to the country you're for. Well, I'm for the whole world. I'm a world citizen. Yeah, we'll find out pretty quick you're on welfare. You're getting all this money from the government. You're probably on disability. And you're a slacker. Thank you, Miss Brooks, for your idea about sending in the military to overthrow Donald Trump. But you see, two-thirds of the military voted for Trump, Miss Brooks. That's your problem. You're too idiotic to even know about that. Well, here's another one. Black Lives Matter. Oh, yeah, those people matter. George Soros has given these people millions of dollars. And President Obama invited them to the White House to speak to him. Blue lives don't matter. The cops don't matter. Kill them. The white people don't matter. Kill them. It's a text. They're not saying kill people. Now, come on. I mean, they're just a nice civil rights group. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Associated Press, January 31 this year, just a couple weeks ago, at a big Black Lives Matter rally, the leader got up and said, quote, we need to start killing people. And there you go. They don't care about the vote. They lost the vote. They lost the election. Well, say, well, Hillary won. She won the popular vote. All baloney. No wonder Trump is going to investigate. He's going to have Vice President Mike Pence set up a commission, and they're going to go out and investigate. Guess what they're going to find? They're going to find out there are millions who voted. The president of the Senate in California is an illegal alien. He voted. John Podesta, the campaign manager for Hillary, said all they need to vote is go get some kind of ID, even if it's fake ID, and go down and vote. If you're a legal alien, you can vote, said Podesta. Why didn't we jail him? Well, That was because Obama was in. If you tell an illegal alien how you can vote, get you an ID card, a fake ID, and go down and vote. Yes, it's illegal, but I want you to vote. You're aiding and abetting a crime, my friends. In fact, did you know that if you know that a person is an illegal alien in the United States and you assist him or encourage him in any way, it's a federal crime? Well, then millions of them, all these liberals ought to all be in prison. You say, well, our jails couldn't hold all of them. Listen, I know some good manufacturers that love to make money selling barbed wire. And we can put up barbed wire enclosures for them. Put them in prison. Lock them up. They broke the law. Here's a Democratic congresswoman. You know the Democratic congresswoman, Maxine Waters. She said, my greatest desire is to lead Trump into impeachment. You're not going to lead Trump into anything, lady. You're too idiotic. She says, Russia helped him get elected. Russia did it. Yes, the Russians helped him get elected. Mm-hmm. And she says, and the Russians have invaded Korea. And Trump helped them. Now, wait just a minute. Now, the Red Chinese, back in 1950, they invaded Korea. And the United States sent troops. We invaded Korea. But I've never heard of the Russians invading Korea. Oh, you're talking about Crimea, not Korea. You don't even know the difference between Crimea and Korea. She's saying the Russians have invaded Korea. You're an idiot, woman. But then, of course, there's the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She parades out and says, I just can't work with President Bush. He's unreasonable in his ideas about immigration and all these things. President Bush is unreasonable. The only problem is President Bush hadn't been in office for about 8.5 years. I meant to say President Trump. She don't know the difference between Bush and Trump. She's Speaker of the House. Well, she was Speaker of the House. I'm sorry. Well, she may as well be. She and Paul Ryan lay back and enjoy themselves every night after the Congress meets, and they sit around and chug-a-lug their whiskeys and laugh and cavort about and talk about how the Republicans and the Democrats got together to shaft you and me. That's what they do in Congress. She's the minority chief. She's the leader of the minority. In the legislature, in the House of Representatives. Now, let's go to this other Democratic congresswoman. All of them are nuts. They're all wackos. And they're getting crazy. This one is from Florida. Representative Val Demings. Val Demings said, this is February the 3rd, just last week, said on Thursday that the violent riots that took place at the University of California at Berkeley to protest Trump and to protest the speaker, Milo Yiannopoulos. Yeah, they were going to have a guy to speak. Milo. He's about 30 years old. He was going to speak because he's a pro-Trump supporter. Free speech, you know. Berkeley. That's the house of free speech. Well, then all these anarchists came up with their black uniforms on and their masks on, and they began to burn the buildings and break all the windows and all. They tore up the place, created millions of dollars of damage. Thousands of demonstrators all demonstrated. And they set it on fire. Big bonfires. Well, this Democratic congresswoman, Val Demings, might as well be spelled demon, said the violent riots that took place at the University of California, Berkeley, were a beautiful sight. Now, I want you to get that in your head. The fires, the broken windows, the beatings of good people that just happened to pass by. They said, are you a Trump supporter? Yes. Then they beat him. Goodness. She says, that's a beautiful sight. Tell me this is crazy. Riots, burning, broken windows, demonstrations against a person simply going to speak. They don't want him to speak. He would speak the truth. They hate the truth. No wonder they hated Jesus Christ. They hated him too. He said the servant is not above the master. If they hated me, they're going to hate you too. And they do hate us. They hate you as a Christian. They hate us as Americans. They're globalists, they claim. We need to start killing people, says Black Lives Matter. And this congresswoman, she's a congresswoman. She says, what a beautiful sight to see fire and broken windows and broken doors and all that. And then Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, gets up and starts crying. There's maybe 50 or 60 people that want to get into America and can't. And it is so sad. Why was this guy not crying when Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State, under Bill Clinton, murdered 1 million Iraqi citizens? Well, you see, Madeleine and Hillary and Bill said, boy, an archbishop in Iraq, he's a Catholic, hopefully he's a Christian. He said, where were all these protesters in America when ISIS came to kill the Christians of Iraq? You see, Iraq used to have many Christians. Some people said Iraq had as many as 4 million Christians. They don't have them today. 4 million Christians! And Saddam Hussein punished anybody that touched a Christian. He protected the Christian churches. But now all the churches are burned down except a few. They're burned down by ISIS and Al-Qaeda and so forth. And the archbishop over there says, where were the protesters protesting the immigration plan of Trump? Where were they when ISIS came to kill the Christians? Well, no, they weren't around. Chuck Schumer didn't cry a teardrop when 1 million Iraqi citizens were murdered. And Madeleine Albright said, well, it was necessary. Why was it necessary? Don't you remember? Why, when George Bush attacked Saddam Hussein and attacked Iraq and killed all those hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, he did it because they did 9/11, right? No. Why did he? Well, he did it because they were going to set off nuclear bombs in America, right? No. He admits that was false intelligence. He did it because he wanted the oil and he wanted... They don't need reasons. They are just killers and murderers and rapists and burning people. And then there are these people in the media. What a bunch of fake liars with fake news. Recently read an article in several publications. And the liberals in the media breathlessly reported this. They said that Neil Gorsuch, President Donald Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, when he was back in high school, he founded a fascist club. He's a fascist. When he was in high school, he founded a fascist club. This rippled throughout the press. They even put out a fake picture of Gorsuch and his address and all that, and they claimed it was from the yearbook of his high school. He was head of a fascist club. The only problem is it's a lie. They made it all up. They make up stories. Of course, now they admit, oh, well, we were wrong. There was no fascist club. Ha, ha, ha. After they put it out to millions of readers, now they suddenly say, yeah, it was wrong. Yeah, we got the wrong report. They put that report out on purpose. This is what they do. They said Jeff Sessions, our attorney general, was a KKK guy. They lied about him. He put KKK members in prison for their crimes when he was attorney general of the state of Alabama. You see how much liars and dirty cheats these Democrats, these progressive so-called liberals are? It's incredible. We're going to have a lot more for you when we turn on the other side. Please stay with us. I'm sorry I'm ranting, but I'm just angry. I'm angry. What are we going to do? Are we going to secede? Are we going to leave the United States? Or are we going to force these people to leave? Are we going to have a revolution? Maybe we should. We'll talk about it on the other side. I'm Tex Morris. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Hello again, folks. Tex Morris here. I have a new book out. It's an incredible book. You know, a lot of people say, what's going to happen in the last days? What do Christians say? And I thought about that. Now, I've explained Bible prophecy to you before and talked about it. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible's full of prophecy. And it's very, very important, and that's why other religions have their prophecy too. Oh, yes. I wanted to know, what do the Jews say about the last days? What does their prophecies tell them? What are the rabbis teaching the people in the synagogues about the last days? Well, there's no books out on that. You can't just go to a bookstore and say, I want to know what the rabbis teach about Bible prophecy. You see, they teach it, but in their own Talmud, the most holy book of the Jews, it's not the Bible, it's the Talmud. It says that if you teach a Gentile what the Talmud says, you're worthy of death. So they don't do it. You can't go to a synagogue and walk into a rabbi's office and say, Rabbi, tell me all about the last days. He'll probably say something like, well, it'll be really wonderful and the world will be one and we will, you know, and everybody will be happy. Okay, that's it. That's what the Jews teach. What a bunch of lies. You know, but I've gone out to all of these Jewish books and I went to the Talmud, their most holy book. Then I went to the Kabbalah. Oh, the Kabbalah. Oh, yeah. That's another holy book for the Jews. And I asked all of these rabbis, what do you teach? But see, I didn't just ask them. I went to their congregations, and then I went to their websites. These are websites that Christians don't go to, where the Jews teach. And they teach all about the Kabbalah and all about the Talmud. I said, what are the Jews preaching to Jews, only to Jews, about the last days? And this little book, it's only 96 pages, but it is power-packed. It may be one of the most important books I've ever written. It's only $15 for you, my friends. $15, and you'll find out what the Jews, what the rabbis say about the last days. Now, they don't believe in the book of Revelation. They don't believe Daniel. They don't believe Jeremiah. They don't believe Isaiah. No. They don't believe Jesus even. They have their own doctrines. What are the doctrines of the Jews? Now in one book of 96 pages, you can know everything that the rabbis are teaching. And it is shocking. It is stunning. The name of the book is Feast of the Beast. Why do I say that? Because the rabbis say that their God. Their God is not the Holy One of the Old Testament. No. They say that's just a myth. Their God is the Holy Serpent. It's a text. That can't be. We'll see all the rabbis. I quote the rabbis. Not one rabbi has come to me and said, you're lying about me. I quote the rabbi. Why don't you get my book, see their names, and write to them? Say, did you teach this, Rabbi? Did you write this? Yes, they did. I'm sitting here. I haven't been sued by a rabbi yet. After I just said that, I'll probably be sued tomorrow. They'll just try to make an example of me. But they won't win because I have my book, Feast of the Beast. What is this Feast of the Beast? You see, the Jews have copied, they have mimicked what the Christians teach. You see, we allegorically have something called the marriage supper of the Lamb. Everybody in heaven will celebrate with Jesus Christ at the head of the table. Oh, it'll be a glorious time of all the food you'll eat, all the friends, you'll have all your family there, everybody who ever died, everybody who's gone on to be in heaven. Think about that. The marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, glorious day. But the Jews say, we will not have this. We will have the Feast of Leviathan. What is that? Who is Leviathan? He's the one you read about in the Bible. The Bible the Jews reject. In the book of Job. Read about it. Leviathan is a great serpent who comes up out of the sea. He is a sea beast. He's their God. Jesus said, you're serpents. and your father is the devil.
That's what he told the Jews. Well, that's in Matthew.
Jesus said that about the Jews? Yes. And he said, you have for your religion not the Old Testament, not what the wonderful prophets taught you. No, you've rejected that. You have for your religion, said Jesus, the traditions of men. These are the traditions of men. What are they? First, there'll be a great feast of Leviathan. The serpent will reward all of the Jews by making them gods on earth. They will collectively be gods. But they have a role for the Gentiles. They've saved a place for you at the guillotine. They're going to cut off your neck. They're going to murder you. Well, not if you give up all of your belongings, your house, your cars, your bank accounts, and agree to be their slaves. They're the Jewish masters. You will be the slave. Every Gentile will be a slave. Every Jew will be given, I don't know, was it 60, 70 slaves? You'll be scrubbing floors and washing dishes, and that's what you're going to be doing as their slaves. They can beat you, torment you, because you're a slave, and they're gods. And the serpent has made it possible for them. And what do they eat at this great festival? What could they possibly eat? Well, let me tell you something, friends. It's not fried chicken. It's not watermelon. It's not pecan pie. They eat the serpent. They eat the serpent. You eat the serpent, you become a serpent. This is one of the laws of the occult world, of Satanism. That's why they eat people. They sacrifice children. They drink their blood. They eat their flesh. They're monsters. And that's what the Jews say. That will be us. We will eat of Leviathan, the sea beast. And he will make us into gods. This is perverted, friends. They say this is a time when good will become evil. And evil shall become good. There'll be no more evil. It'll all be the same. Evil is good. Good is evil. The Feast of Leviathan. It's an incredible little book. For 15, I wanted to make it small. It's pretty nice size book, but it's a regular size, but it's not that many pages. And I wanted you to have this book. If you can afford $15, buy 10 of them, buy 20, buy 100 of these books, pass out to others. This is what the rabbi, tell your friends, tell your pastors, tell everybody. This is what the rabbis teach about the last days. They'll want to know, won't they? The rabbis are so much wiser than us. They're so smart. They're so intelligent. They're blessed by God. They're divine creatures. They have told us. Well, they tell themselves. But you have to dig. You see, that's my job. That's what Tex Mars does. I dig in the wall. And this book starts off by asking you to dig in the wall, my friends. Remember the Old Testament prophet? God said, dig in the wall. And when he dug, he dug a hole and he looked in the hole. And what did he see? The Jewish elders. And they had murals painted, colorful drawings on the walls as they gave incense and bowed down and worshiped the gods of evil. And abominable creeping things. They were worshiping serpents. You say that can't be. That can't be in the Bible. Oh yes, and I put it on page one of my book. Dig in the wall and you'll find it, my friends. That's what I did. I did that. I dug in the wall to help you. It's the only book like it in the whole world. Now I know they're going to hate me. They may kill me, but I'm 72 years old. I've spent a whole life, most of it, serving Jesus Christ. I came to know Jesus Christ at 16. I wish I was 15, 14, 13, 12. I would not take back 1 minute of serving Jesus Christ. Please, get this book. Order it for your friends. They'll read it. They won't believe it, but then tell them, go to Google up Festival of Leviathan and see what the Jews say. I challenge you, go to google.com and you'll find out. Oh, evil, 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 evil. It's all around us today, my friends. Your only hope is Jesus. And that's the hope of the Jews.
He's their hope.
He's their only hope. And you've got to find out what their religion is all about so you can tell them the truth.
The truth that will save them. Now, I want to tell you how to get this book. Send $15 plus $5 shipping and handling. We'll get the book right out to you. We've got plenty of copies. We're making them. We're printing them. They'll be here. We'll send it out the same day or the next day that we get your order. We'll help you out on this. And just write to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708. Patterson Road, Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N Road,
Austin, Texas, 78733.
We've been here many, many years. We're going to be here until Jesus comes, or until a SWAT team comes and takes us out, I suppose. But they haven't yet, and we're still smiling. We've been threatened many times by homosexuals, by Jews, by Muslims. They all hate us, boy. But so what? Jesus loves us. And I love Jesus. And you can't beat that, my friends. Now, you can phone us. You don't have to pay for the phone call. 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Or go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. You'll see the picture there of the new book. You'll see the picture there. Feast of the Beast. It's there. Order it. $15 plus $5 shipping and handling. Now, you can go to the various online, I guess, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and all of those will have my book, too. I don't know how much it is. I think it's like $15 there, too. But we'd love you to order it from us, because then we'll make a few dollars off each book, and we can turn around and go on more radio programs. We can tell more people about it. We can publish more books that will tell the truth. Now, let's return to our program. Irreconcilable differences. That's what we have with, maybe 45 or 50% of America. They say Trump barely won. Well, Hillary did get a lot of votes. If she got 45% of America, she got almost half. Now, what are the people are angry and furious that she didn't get elected. They wanted this to be a globalist new world order. And Trump says, I'm not going to give you that. I'm America first. I look to the welfare of the American citizens. And Ben Stein and others said, you dirty rat. We love immigrants. We love Islam. We hate Christians. Like Sarah Silverman. She's the Jewish comedian who makes fun of Jesus all the time. She said that the rabbis didn't kill Jesus right. They didn't kill him the right way. They should have put him in a meat grinder and ground him up. They should have put Jesus in a meat grinder and ground him up, says Sarah Silverman. She has her own special on HBO. Now she says, we need the military to help us throw out Trump. Why are they calling on the military? You're not going to get it. The military loves Donald Trump, you idiots. But that's what Sarah Silverman wants. Did you know, I'm reading from a news article here, it seems that over 12,000 tweets, that's on Twitter, little notes, over 12,000 tweets are calling for Trump's assassination. What has the Secret Service done about that? There is a federal law about threatening the president and his life. About threatening the president. You can't threaten the president. They passed that law after JFK was assassinated. They said, we can't have people going out there because they're nuts that will listen to these people. 12,000 tweets. Why doesn't the Secret Service stop this? 12,000. It's just incredible. Well, Madeleine Albright, she says, she's so angry. She wants to help the Muslims, the ones she killed a million of. Oh, yes, Madeleine Albright. What a ugly old Jewish lesbian hag. But she says she doesn't like Donald Trump's immigration plans. She doesn't want to build a wall. She wants to let them all in. She says, I stand ready to register as a Muslim in solidarity. Let me tell you what they'd do to an old hag lesbian like you. They'd put you on a spit and roast you, my lady. That's what they would do to you, Albright. Just go out there and announce yourself as a Muslim. Go to Iraq and go to ISIS and say, here I am, Madeleine Albright. Take me. They will take you, all right. They will put you in a cage. And they will drown you in water. That's what they would do to you. Now, Madeleine Albright was outed some years ago. Turns out that she said she was just a citizen. She's just an American. Turned out her father was a communist, and she's a Polish communist daughter. And he was a Jew. So Madeline Albright's a Jew. And she says, I didn't know. Well, of course she knew. She knew her father was a communist from Poland. And she knew she was a Jew. They lie. They want to do things and say, Jews didn't do this. Yeah, well. By the way, the Muslims hate most of all a person who changes to their religion and then reverses course and changes back. That's you, Madeline. You'll be an ex-Jew who turns Muslim, and then later on you're going to turn back because, after all, Muslims, you know what they do to women. Wear your burqa, Madeline. Shut up your mouth and wear your burqa. When we see your burqa, we'll know you're registered as a Muslim. By the way, you don't register as a Muslim. Nobody registers. That's a fake thing. Well, I told you about Starbucks. Going to hire 10,000 refugees. Let's see. I want to give you the name of the man, too. You may want to go to Starbucks and say that Howard Schultz, oh, he's a Jew. He's a chairman and CEO. He said in a letter to employees that the hiring would apply to stores worldwide, and we will have 10,000 immigrants. He was a supporter of Hillary Clinton during the presidential campaign. Well, of course he was, naturally. Let's go on for some more here. Mr. Greenblatt, Greenblatt. He's head of the ADL. Now, you know, Abraham Foxman, he's retired. He gave the baton over to Mr. Greenblatt. Mr. Greenblatt says that he does not agree with the heartless attack on refugees. Now, Mr. Greenblatt worked for the Obama administration, but more than that, he's also head of a George Soros-financed far-left institute. Oh, yes, Soros, Obama, Greenblatt. He says, quote, history will frown on Trump's heartless attack on refugees. Well, like Mr. Stein, Mr. Greenblatt wants a new world order. He wants the Jews, of course, to head it. He's a Jew. He's head of the ADL. Read the Protocols of Zion. You'll find out what these dogs want. They say we will get people in the streets. We will demonstrate. We will have revolutions if you don't give us what we want, a globalist new world order. That's in the Protocols of Zion. By the way, the reason the Jews hate the Protocols of Zion so much, and the reason I published a new edition of it, yes, it's available through this ministry, the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. The reason it's there is because it talks about the Holy Serpent. Well, Tex, this book was dated, the Protocols of Zion, that's back around 1900. Yes, in fact, it was published in 1905, but actually was written in 1898. Now, how did they know about the Holy Serpent then? Because Jesus said, you worship the serpent. Jesus told the Jews, I know who you obey. I know who is your God, the serpent. The Protocols of Zion says, the serpent shall encircle the whole world, Ouroboros. He will go and gobble up, conquer nation after nation until the Jews reign over all. That's in the Protocols of Zion. People are amazed about that. You mean the Holy Serpent is in the Protocols of Zion, a 1905 book? That's right. And I published the book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, this last year. It tells you about this Holy Serpent. Well, all of the high-tech companies hate Trump. Why? Because they're bringing in Pakistanis and Indonesians and all these foreigners in. When they do, they fire Americans. American engineer makes $120,000. Oh, he's a great engineer. But we can replace him with a man from India for $50,000. Ah, yes. We can replace him with somebody from Indonesia or somebody from Pakistan. When you go to the malls here in Austin, my friends, all you see is the United Nations. All these foreigners are everywhere. And they're invited in. And the big companies say, we can get a H-1B visa for you. That's a special thing. You'll get a green card right away. And Disney, Walt Disney, Disney World says, we're going to hire all of these foreigners on H-1B visas. And they're even requiring the American workers to train them. See, the American worker trains them. And then they fire the American worker. Wow. Yeah, that's right. Hire your own replacement. But, of course, make sure they can speak a little bit of English. Trump's going to stop the H-1B visa abuse. They hate him for it. It's incredible. The IRS is offering financial bonuses to illegals. That's right. I'm reading an article here.
U.S. Senator Ben Sasse calls them amnesty bonuses. If you're an illegal alien, you need to get one of these amnesty bonuses. Now, I tell you, it's very easy to get, and this article explains it exactly. Think about that. The IRS offers financial bonuses to illegals, but if you don't pay your taxes, you go to prison. Think about that. The Agriculture Department will give money to illegals to start farms. Now, somebody named Mohammed illegally immigrates to New York City. He wants to live out in, let's say, Minnesota or, you know, down in Alabama or Georgia or Mississippi. He needs money. Maybe he can be given $300,000 by the Agriculture Department. That's right. But you can't get that money. You can't start a farm. You know why? Because you're an American citizen. Now, listen, a good friend of mine is a Hispanic. She's Hispanic. But she's an American, a Mexican-American. She's married to a U.S. citizen, and she is a U.S. citizen. She was born and raised here in America. She didn't come here illegally. Her grandmother was here, her grandfather, and her mother and dad. And they've lived here in Texas for all, for I guess, 100 years. She and her husband worked very hard. She's worked, and they've saved what money they could, and they wanted to buy a little restaurant. And they thought, you know, if we could get a little loan from the Small Business Administration, it would help us out so much. And they went to the Small Business Administration and filled out all the paperwork and everything. And then they waited about a whole year and a half. And then finally the answer came back, disapproved. They wanted to know why they were disapproved. They've worked, so, if you'll just give us a small loan, we can afford to buy this fish restaurant. That's what they wanted, a little fish restaurant. They wanted to be an entrepreneur. They just needed a little help from the government. The government's got money under the Small Business Administration. The only problem is the Small Business Administration, the SBA, said, we're giving all of our grants to, listen to this, to foreigners. We saw your application, and it looked pretty good at first because you got a Hispanic name. But then we found out you were born in the U.S. You're disapproved. If you were born in Guadalajara, Mexico, or Montevideo, you know, if you were born in Uruguay, or Colombia, or Cuba, that would have been okay. We have money only for aliens, people with green cards. I suspect even the illegal aliens get money. She was turned down. But the Small Business Administration brags. You look at their literature, go online, it says, we give out thousands of loans every year to applicants. Isn't that nice? But not if you're born in America. You're born in Iraq, you're born in Iran, you're born in Nigeria, you're born in the Sudan, you're born in Egypt. We got all the money you need. Come on down. But not if you're born in America. My friends, this country no longer belongs to us. You were raised here. You were proud to be an American citizen. You raised that flag. You fought for your country. Maybe you have kinfolk who died for your country. But now they're saying, we're giving it away. We're giving it away, all our tax money. The IRS has given amnesty bonuses. The IRS is giving reparation bonuses to blacks. Yes, they are. I can prove that. They don't check the blacks. They ask for reparations. They get it. I understand black neighborhoods are getting $20,000 each every year. Reparations. Well, reparations hadn't been approved by Congress. They're getting it anyway from the IRS. Meanwhile, my friends, here in Austin, Texas, Sheriff Sally Hernandez, get that name. I don't know if she's born in America or not, but she says, I don't like Trump's immigration plan. We're a sanctuary city, and I'm going to let the Mexicans go. In fact, guess what? 2 days after said we're a sanctuary city, the sheriff of Austin, Texas, Sally Hernandez, released 39 criminal illegal aliens. To the ICE people, to immigration, no. She released them on the streets. 39 criminals in the first 2 days. That means in 1 month, about 450 probably will be released. 450 criminals are put out on the streets because we're a sanctuary city. We don't cooperate with ICE. Goodness gracious. At the Roman Catholic Georgetown University, guess what? Planned Parenthood's president, the killers of little babies, got a standing ovation recently. She spoke there. Here's Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson hinted at a Trump assassination. Wow. And then there was Chelsea Handler, has a TV show. She claimed that Neil Gorsuch uses gay sex. It's a lie. It's not true. She just said it. Amy Schumer's an actress, a fat actress. She said, we need to rise up and fight Trump. Nancy Pelosi and a congressman were speaking to a group. They weren't very receptive, and she whispered over to him, to the congressman from Indiana. She says, tell them you're a Muslim. He did. He said, I'm a Muslim. And they all started applauding him. You see, they prefer Muslims over Christians. They hate Christians. And now, guess what? Now Madonna, who hates Christians, who does songs making fun of Christians and of priests and so forth, now she can go out in public and say at this women's march, I'd like to bomb the White House. Why hasn't she been arrested? And Ashley Judd can get up and claim, well, probably Donald Trump has been having sex with his daughter, Ivanka. That's trash talk. That's horrible. And the Republicans are no better. McCain, Graham. Some Catholic priests has urged Trump people to kill themselves. It goes on and on. A German magazine, Spiegel, portrayed Trump as an Islamist beheader, cutting off the head of the Statue of Liberty. Eminem, who's a rap song guy, he's a white guy, he calls Donald Trump a bitch. A bitch. Marco Rubio, senator from Florida. Governor John Kasich, Republican of Ohio. Senator Lindsey Graham. They've all taken money from Soros. It goes on and on, my friends. And there's all these fake hate crimes. Stuff goes on and on and on. A new CBS poll, get this, friends. 2/3 of Democrats say that Islam and Christianity are equally violent. Yeah, well, how many heads have Christians cut off lately? You're idiots, Democrats. Islam and Christianity are equally violent, says the CBS poll. Wow. They say that Christianity encourages violence. My friends, have they never read of Jesus Christ, who willingly went to the cross for their sins? He killed no one. He harmed no one. Why do they lie about Christians? Why do they say that Christians are haters? Why do they hate us so much? And they're almost 50% of America. You're a white nationalist, they say. You're a white nationalist. You're the same as a KKKer. Friends, I don't even know what the KKK look like. I see their hoods in these pictures. I don't know anything about the KKK. They say I'm a member of the KKK. They don't know what they're talking about. They say you're a white supremacist because you're a white person. They say you've got white privilege. Meanwhile, they're taking all the money and giving it in all these government programs to all these illegal aliens who are brown. I don't have anything against brown people or yellow people or white people. I just think they all ought to be treated equally, my friends, fairly. Trump is getting it in spades. We need to help Donald Trump. Write to your congressman. Tell these people to stop their trash talk. Tell them. Tell them you're a Christian and you're not going to take it anymore. No, we're not going to kill them. No, we're not going to beat them up. But we're going to get out on the streets ourselves and we're going to go tell people. We have rights too. We have First Amendment rights. And we're going to start telling people about it. We're going to start raising, well, heaven, not Cain. Raise a little heaven today, my friends. Let your congressman know the truth. Tell these Republicans you're a fraud. Support Donald Trump. Support America. And you tell them, my friends, tell all these Democrat libtards, I support America first. And I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. Tell them that flat out. Oh, you'll make them scared then. You know why they're scared? Because they've got a demon in them. They're afraid of a Christian, and you wouldn't hurt a flea. But their demon says, watch out. This person is dangerous. Why? Because you're a Christian. That's why. Well, until next week, this is Tex Mars. I pray you will tune in next week and discover the power of prophecy.